Newton's laws of motion describe what happens to a moving object. Once we know the laws of motion, we can predict the future of a moving object, provided that initially we know certain things about it. The more information that we have, the more accurate our predictions will be. We can also retrodict, that is, predict backward in time, the history of a given object. For example, if we know the present position and velocity of the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, we can predict where the Earth will be in relation to the Moon and the Sun at any particular time in the future. This gives us a foreknowledge of eclipses, seasons, and so on. In like manner, we can calculate where the Earth has been in relation to the Moon and the Sun, and when similar phenomena occurred in the past. The ability to predict the future based on a knowledge of the present and the laws of motion gave our predecessors a power they had never known. However, these concepts carry within them a very dispiriting logic. If the laws of nature determined the future of an event, then, given enough information, we could have predicted our present at some time in the past. That time in the past also could have been predicted at a time still earlier. In short, if we are to accept the mechanistic determination of Newtonian physics, if the universe really is a great machine, then from the moment that the universe was created and set into motion, everything that was going to happen in it was already determined. According to this philosophy, we may seem to have a will of our own and the ability to alter the course of events in our lives, but we do not. Everything, from the beginning of time, has been predetermined, including our illusion of having a free will. The universe is a pre-recorded tape playing itself out in the only way that it can. The status of humankind is immeasurably more dismal than it was before the advent of science. The great machine runs blindly on, and all things in it are only cogs.